Okay. Oh, yeah, so the mic's on. Okay, so I had to make this video real quick because I just had another ridiculous scenario just happen, man. I'm literally just chilling in the bed watching this guy. He does racing, simulation racing videos. His name is Super GT, like Superman, Super GT. He's based in the UK, and I've been following him for years now, man. I love watching his videos. So anyway, I was chilling in bed, laying in bed, watching his videos and shit, watching him, you know, weave through traffic and all that shit in Forza 7 because it's a fucking shit fest in online gameplay. And I get a message about this porn star wants to fuck a black guy here in Prague. This female porn star. Well, she's a porn star, so I can say her fucking name. Her name's Kate Rich. And the bitch is off the fucking chain. So I Googled the bitch. Like her fucking website, I mean her profile on Xvideos, this bitch is off the fucking chain. But this is what I say, like, see, this is not my first rodeo with porn, with bitches and porn. So like I know what it is. And to me, it's funny. Like, to me, it's just like I find it funny. Like, this is like this is all her shit in Pornhub right here. And I've been and even a more gangster picture because I went on Reddit and just somebody wouldn't just go on and look at her on Reddit. Let me see if I can make this picture. No, it ain't gonna get bigger. That's her on Reddit. And to the side, I don't know if you can read that, but it says she swallowed 79 loads, but she's taken 96 loads. And look at her eyes, like that is just dead. Like her eyes are just dead. So like she see that's what happens to women who see. This is why you see experienced women, it fucking you like their whole dopamine receptors are just burnt out. Like another, for example, Lana Del Rey. I like Lana Del Rey because she's physically my type. Because you know, I don't know if you figure it out by now, but I like white girls and I like plump, not fat, but just like skinny, thick white girls. But Lana Del Rey, every time I see Lana Del Rey, a few times I stumbled on Lana Del Rey's interviews. And the way she just looks, like she just looks like she has just the dead eye stare. She Lana Del Rey in an actual interview, not in a music video, but in interviews where she's just like chilling and hanging out and shit. She has the thousand cock stare, like, and that is a thousand. Okay, this bitch has just taken 100 loads and she looks that dead. You see what I'm saying? Like, Lana Del Rey is saying, like when they talk to you, they just look at you like, Yeah, that's so funny. Ha 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 ha. Like they're just strung out. It's like they're strung out on like a drug stronger than heroin. Like they've been, their dopamine receptors are burnt the fuck out because they live their lives doing exactly what they want to do whenever they want to do it because they were pretty and they were fucking. You see what I'm saying? But this is why porn to me is just funny. And it's funny to the point where like I said, unless I'm watching porn on like trying to jack off mode, like I it's just funny. It's funny. And this bitch is like, seriously, like I reject her. So of course, guess what? Hold on, let me I even show you this shit. Guess what? Contact information. So if you're wondering, that's Kate Rich's telephone number. Well, fuck. I think it's funny. that's a porn star's telephone number right there, and her, I think it's her producer's telephone number. That's it right there. I think it's because I said I'm because I came into the dating market. My first girlfriend was a stripper, so like I came in the behind the scenes shit. So like, don't get me wrong. Like if you catch me in the right time, like I'll fall for like, you know, the right stripper who's dancing. But like most, like the few times I even went to strip clubs, man, like. The few times I ever, because I don't like strip clubs. I like brothels, but I think strip clubs are just a complete waste of fucking time on the planet. But I remember the last time I went to a strip club, it was right before I came back to Prague. And a buddy of mine, he called me drunk while he was on his way to a strip club in an Uber with his girlfriend. So he didn't want me to go with him. So I said, okay, yeah, I'll go. And I went there, and like, and strip clubs are just a waste of fucking. Like, I would much rather play PlayStation than sit up in a strip club. I just think a strip club is just, it's a strip club. What is strip club? A strip club is a brothel. Is a brothel for the for real beta men. Like, you alpha, like, in my opinion, like, alphas don't go, if you're anywhere near alpha, you don't go to strip clubs, because that is like beta bucks in its purest form. Like, she don't even got to fuck. She just walk, at least she's like, you know, walk around with not a lot of clothes on, but she don't even got to touch you. And if you touch her, you get in trouble, but you can still hand her money. That's like beta bucks, like, to the core. So I've never liked strip clubs. Never liked strip clubs, man. But yeah, but like porn stars, like, I just find them, like, now it's just funny. Like, it really is. And when they deal with me, like, I'm a man who can't be bought or with money or pussy. But now, like I said, the only reason I will pay for pussy, but it's not because it's not anything that the woman really had to do with it. Like, I'm buying pussy because I want to fuck right now, fast and hurry when I want it and then leave. That's why I pay for pussy. I don't pay for pussy because I can't get any pussy and I'm that desperate for a woman's attention. You see, because I'm not going to text her back. All right. I knew it like in a few messages previously. I wasn't going to text her. I already knew it. She don't know it. Because that's my thing. Like, with male porn stars, man, like, the reality behind being a male porn star is usually this. From what I've seen, with being a male porn star, it's usually extreme thirst on one level or another. Either they're so thirsty for sex that they're willing to do they're willing to let go of all any morals and sense they have to do anything somebody else asks them to do on a set and all that shit. They're so thirsty that, or they're super thirsty for money and they kind of look good at the same time. So it's like, yeah, I can do porn. But either way, like, I've never come across a male. I've even in interviews and like those documentaries, like After Porn Ends and shit like that. Like, now, I very rarely have seen men who did porn and was not like severely thirsty in one of those two categories. Either they needed money or they just wanted to have sex with beautiful women and would have done anything to do it. Like, it's usually one of those two things. And like, and a reason why I can't do porn now, because they want me to do porn with her, and I can't. I just can't do it, is because the reason why I can't do it is because I am a hunter. Okay. When it comes to like fucking bitches, even if I got to pay a bitch, I don't say got to pay a bitch, but even when I pay a bitch, cause I just like want sex, how I want it, when I want it, right now, here now type of shit. I have to be the one that's in control. So like, with this porn set shit, like the motherfucker telling you, okay, bend her over, fuck her right here. Okay, do this, do that. Like that shit, like I don't take orders when I'm fucking. Like, I don't take orders, son. Like, you take the fucking order. If anything, you gonna end up dead. All right, that's just how it's gonna play out. like, that's it. Either the only way it's gonna play out with me and another man in the room is either he's got to be some sub beta bitch boy, and I'm just running over him and his girlfriend type of shit, like running over him by fucking his girlfriend in front of him, or he's going to end up dead, or he's got to just leave. Like, it's got to be something like, there is no, I'm taking orders from you, son. It don't work like that. It just doesn't work like that. But yeah, I'm not going to text her. I got a text message coming in now. But yeah, man. That's it. I just wanted to show that. Anyway, that was just my quick little video, because I just wanted to show you guys a part into my world that with a bitch who I can actually say her fucking name. But yeah, that's it. I'm out.